You know, Coach talked about you just being involved in the culture at the University of Idaho. Just a little bit about what it meant to be a Vandal for your final year of eligibility, and just kind of what you got out of your experience here.
Yeah, no. If you asked me 4 years ago if I would ever be in Moscow, Idaho, I would have said no. But I think just this year has been super special. I think the community is fantastic. I love how, like, it's a small town, but it feels very big. Like, the farmer's market is awesome. We love going to Breakfast Club every Sunday. Small stuff like that. And then obviously, like, the tailgates. And just, like, everybody knows everybody, and it's awesome.
That was unanimous newcomer of the year in the Big Sky Conference for women's basketball, Olivia Nelson, at her final home press conference as a collegiate basketball player. We'll get more into that on today's episode of the Vandal Scoreboard. Today, hosted by me, myself, and I, James Torman Aldrich. So it's less of a podcast and more of a talk show this morning. With Jaden being down in Boise, I am taking the charge on my own, which I haven't done in quite a while. I think I did this once last semester, but it's kind of weird in here doing this by myself, but we are going to push through because we have a lot of important stuff to talk about happening this week in not only Idaho basketball, but in the Big Sky Conference as a whole. But before we get into that, there are a couple of exciting things happening this weekend, both in Moscow and over in Oregon. As today, the men's tennis team hosts senior night against Portland State, honoring Francisco Gay, who has made incredible contributions to the University of Idaho during his 4 years here. And then that's at 2 p.m. There will be pizza and slides that they are giving out. So if you're looking for some new footwear or a free meal, that's happening at 2 p.m. in the P1FCU Kibbe Dome. And then happening tomorrow, Monday, and Tuesday, the men's golf team is technically hosting the Bandon Dunes Championship at Bandon Trails Course in Bandon, Oregon. And tomorrow, the women's tennis team is taking on Portland State at 11 a.m. And one day later, on Monday, Idaho kicks off the Big Sky Conference tournament matchups, taking on, for the men, Portland State University, taking on Portland State a lot this week, it looks like, or this weekend, and next week, and then the women will be taking on the University of Montana Grizzlies, a team that they have beaten twice this season, first 63-50, and then 70-57. They will be first up, playing at 1:30 p.m. Pacific, with the men playing at 7 p.m. This was really the most inopportune matchup for the men's team, taking on the Portland State Vikings, a team that they were unable to beat this season, a team that is technically number three in the Big Sky, but has looked just incredible this season, the best defense in the Big Sky Conference. The first time around, they beat the Vandals 75-63. Second time around, beat them 76-69, but it wasn't even close for about 37 minutes of that game, and then the Vandals just kind of came alive there at the end. And this was the matchup that absolutely nobody was looking forward to, but it's the one that you have and the one that you I'm going to try and do your best to win. Obviously, unlike the high school tournaments that are happening across the state right now, and or in Boise, I think, is where they're all hosted, actually. And the tournaments that are happening in Washington and Idaho and at the high school level, this is lose and you're done. And it has been a very, 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 very long time since the men have won a conference tournament game, since at least before 2016. And I would venture to guess much before 2016. They haven't won one since returning to the Big Sky Conference. But it's going to be a good game, I think. You know, you're at a neutral site. Portland State has obviously, you know, they're the number three seed. They're the best defense in the Big Sky Conference. They have the defensive player of the year in Trayvon Minot, who, looking at the stats for the men, I'm not entirely sure how he got DPOY. I mean, he was averaging 1.8 blocks a game, which was less than Evan Otten, who was averaging 2.3 blocks a game. And then he is, doesn't even look like he's on the steals list. That's led by Blaze Threatt out of Weber State with 1.9 steals per game. And he wasn't super high in rebounding stats either. That was led by Carson Tout out of NAU with 12.4 rebounds per game, while Trayvon is sitting at 7.7 rebounds per game with, now granted, he's averaging 4.8 defensive rebounds a game, but Carson was averaging 9. And then, you know, looking at, it's probably the blocked shots, but, I mean, then again, Evan Otten's there at the top, and he's not on the steals list, and it's, so I'm not entirely sure. I'm guessing it's probably the off the paper stats, the stuff you can't really see, you know, what shooting percentages players have against him, you know, how he locks down the paint. From what I've heard, that's kind of his thing, is just not letting people score inside, which, I mean, Idaho hasn't done really all season, which is, I mean, it's frustrating as a Vandal fan. You know, you go from last year, the Quinn Danker to Juice Mims connection, where Juice was, you know, one of the best players in the Big Sky Conference last season. And he's, you know, he's taken a step down a little bit. You know, he's not averaging a whole bunch of points, but he's still averaging, you know, 6.2 rebounds a game. You know, just a good player still, but it's not the same Idaho team that we saw last year. This team is, can be categorized by living and dying by the three, and you know, that's where a lot of basketball teams are now. And if I'm, you know, if I'm the University of Idaho, I look at Portland State's defense and I say, you know, if we're gonna win this game, we're winning it from beyond the arc. But Idaho also hasn't shot incredibly well this season from beyond the line. I mean, they've shot the most three-pointers in a season of any Idaho team in history. They've made more than any Idaho team in history. They're 293 of 830, which is 35% on the season, which is relatively decent. But, I mean, when you're shooting, you know, 30 to 40 threes a game, and you're, you know, you're hitting 10 of them, and that's your main form of scoring, you know, you're not exactly doing the three-point shot justice. And you look back at the second game against Portland State, as I mentioned, it was not even close for most of the game. The Vandals were down 39-19 at halftime, outscored Portland State 50-37 in the second half. But they also shot, looking at the free throw line, 11 for 12 from the free throw line in the second half, while Portland State shot 16 of 27 from the free throw line in the second half. So the only reason this game was close is, and not, you know, 80-something to 69, is because Portland State couldn't hit the broad side of the barn from the free throw line. And, you know, you're going up against a team that you were, you know, you were unable to beat during the regular season. You know, you're the only other teams you weren't able to beat were Montana and Idaho State. You had the buzzer beater win over Northern Colorado, which is the only reason they're not playing Eastern Washington this morning, or this evening, I guess, at 7 p.m. The men's games are, for some reason, the later games, which makes no sense to me because Big Sky women's basketball has been much more interesting to watch this season. But, I mean, the only reason Idaho's not playing today or tomorrow is because of that Colton Mitchell buzzer beater against the University of Northern Colorado to win at home 77-76. Otherwise, they'd be playing Eastern Washington today and the Grizz tomorrow instead of playing Portland State on Monday, which is going to be huge. You have those extra few days. You have a full week after your last game where you were just embarrassed at Montana State University, losing 75-60. But you have a full week to recover, which is going to be huge for this team. They're, you know, they'd play either the Grizz, NAU, or Eastern. Eastern was a tough matchup the second time around. There was absolutely no defense played in that game. Idaho lost 75-73, and you know, it was another it was another game where you look at the box score and you know Idaho is plays well in the first half and then you know they play well for 99% of the second half. They were up 41-36 at halftime. I'm pretty sure they held a relatively large lead at one point in the game. And then Eastern Washington just comes out and wins it on a couple of free throws at the end of the game. They win 75-73. 7 seconds left on the clock. You know, Idaho beat Idaho at the end of the game, and that's happened a few times this season. You know, against Sac State, they almost lost. They won 78-76. Barely pulled that one off. Probably should have beat Idaho State the second time around. They ended up losing 69-65. They took Weber State to overtime, which is playing Sac State in the 9-10 game at 4:30 this evening. Or is that the... Yeah, I think that's the 9-10 game. Yeah. Weber State was the ninth team in the Big Sky who took them to overtime at home after beating them 82-74 in Weber or in Ogden the first time around. So, you know, if I'm Idaho or I'm an Idaho fan, and this has been said probably a billion times in the last week, is you don't want that Portland State matchup. You don't want to play the best team in the Big Sky Conference defensively. And offensively, they're fourth. Idaho is sixth. They average 75.7 points per game. Idaho averages 74 exactly. But Portland State holds teams to 69.3 points per game as the best defense in the Big Sky, as I mentioned. All Idaho gives up 75.6 points per game. You look at that offensively, Idaho allows basically the exact amount of points that Portland State scores per game. Portland State holds teams to 5 less points than Idaho scores per game. They're winning games by an average of 6.5 points. Idaho's losing games by an average of 1.6 points. Their margin is 8th in the Big Sky. Portland State's is 2nd. This is going to be a tough match for Idaho, no matter what way you put it. You know, you have honorable mention Jack Payne for Idaho. You know, looking at the Big Sky Awards, which were very weird, I would say, but still make sense. you know, I'm still kind of confused about Trayvon Minot as DPOY, but maybe he'll show me something on Monday that makes you realize why he was DPOY. I mean, MVP and newcomer of the year, both being Dylan Darling, made absolute sense. He wasn't unanimous MVP, but he was unanimous newcomer of the year. Freshman of the year was Evan Otten, which there's a lot to be said there. The Big Sky Conference did not classify Colton Mitchell as a freshman for this award. He's a redshirt freshman, but he did play in a handful of games for Idaho State before going out with an injury and being granted a medical redshirt after last season. But he was easily one of the best freshmen, if not the best freshman in the Big Sky Conference. Evan Otten, you know, he had the benefit of the doubt that Colton Mitchell, you know, didn't get, that Colton Mitchell should have gotten. And it's kind of frustrating. But Evan Otten was the leader in blocked shots in the Big Sky Conference. He, let's see how many he averaged points-wise. He's not on there, if you were wondering. If he had a lot of blocks, I imagine he had a handful of rebounds. Yeah, Evan Otten, 17th in the Big Sky Conference in rebounds, averaging 5.4 per game. And shooting-wise, see if I can find him on here at all. He's probably on there somewhere, but that's more work than I want to do. But Colton Mitchell was the Big Sky freshman leader in points per game, assists per game, steals per game. He had the fourth best single season free throw percentage in Big Sky history, second most threes by a freshman in school history, third most points by a freshman in school history at 350. And the only excuse the Big Sky Conference would be able to make for Colton Mitchell not winning Freshman of the Year is the fact that he did play a handful of games for Idaho State last season before transferring up to the Vandals. I don't know how many games exactly he played, but I mean, I think the redshirt rule in college basketball is about the stupidest possible thing out there. You know, the fact that in football you can play in a third of the games that you get in a season, then you can also play in the playoffs without it counting against you. But soccer players can't play at all without losing their red shirt. Basketball players can't play at all without losing their red shirt. That makes absolutely no sense to me. But nevertheless, I mean, Colton Mitchell seems like the type of kid who doesn't really care if he's Big Sky Freshman of the Year or not. I mean, he should have been. Like, by every sense of what Freshman of the Year is, he absolutely should have been Freshman of the Year. But he's going to go out, he's going to play against Portland State, and he's going to do what Colton Mitchell does best, go out and just play a good game. He had 12 points against Portland State, against Montana State. That's the game I had pulled up right there. He had 12 points in that loss. He also had 4 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 blocks, and a steal. He's also stolen the ball a lot this season as a freshman. He is 6th in the Big Sky Conference, 1.5 steals per game. As I mentioned earlier, Trayvon Minot is not on the list for steals in the Big Sky Conference. Yeah, I mean, this is a, as I've said a billion times on the show already, this is going to be a tough game for the Idaho Vandals. Portland State is a very, very good basketball team. They're incredible defensively. Like, there's no better way to describe their defense other than stout and incredible. And You know, they held Idaho to 69 points in game two. They held Idaho to 63 points in game one. And they scored 75 and 76 both times. So this is absolutely a game that the University of Idaho men's basketball team probably didn't want to be in. Now, granted, they were basically in this spot no matter what. You know, whether you win or lose against Montana State, you get lucky that other teams lost and, you know, the cards fell in your favor by beating Northern Colorado that one time at the buzzer beater. But it's, you know, if you don't get that shot against Northern Colorado, and I'm not big on what ifs, but, you know, you don't get that shot, you're playing Eastern in the first round. And then you're going up against the Grizz, a team that you probably should have beat the first time around, lost 73-71. A team that you absolutely could have beat the second time around, lost 72-67. You know, this is a team that the Grizz are probably one of the overranked two seeds. And Northern Colorado is probably, you know, the perfectly ranked one seed. Portland State is a team that gets third because the rest of the Big Sky Conference is just so close together. And Idaho gets stuck with that 3-6 matchup. You know, if I'm Idaho, I'm kind of happy that I don't get stuck with that, you know, with the 4-5 matchup, which was Idaho State and Montana State. You know, teams that, you know, you beat Montana State the first time around, but then you go to Bozeman and get just exposed, basically, by one of the not good teams in the conference. But as Jaden and I have mentioned, there's a lot of parity in that, you know, that three, basically the 3-8 was all incredibly close. You know, 1 and 2 stand out with Northern Colorado and Montana both being 15-3. Northern Colorado finishing 23-8 overall, Montana finishing 22-9. But then Portland State's 11-7, Idaho State's 10-8, Montana State's 9-9, Idaho's 8-10, NAU's 8-10, Eastern Washington is 6-12, Weber State's 5-13, and Sac State's 3-15. Like, you look at the top of the conference, exact same record, but you look at 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7 are decided by 3 games. 3 and 4 are decided by 1 game. 5 and 6 decided by 1 game. If Idaho beats Montana State in game 2, they're playing Idaho State instead. But they lose to Montana State, and now they're playing Portland State. You know, one of those teams is better than the other defensively. One of those teams is, you know, a rival, a team that you would hope you go out and play better against, which we didn't really see this season. You know, we picked up the win last year up here, lost by a lot down there. But, you know, this is going to be a game for the Idaho Vandals. It kicks off at 7 p.m. on Monday. So if you're traveling for spring break, or if you aren't leaving for Boise until Monday, you have plenty of time to get down there. You know, you'll be able to get to your hotel or whatever you're staying at for spring break to watch it before, you know, before or after a long day of travel. And this is a chance for Idaho and Coach Pribble to do something that hasn't been done in ages. Like, I could technically go back through and figure out when the last time they won a Big Sky tournament game was, or tournament game in general was, it was 2015-2016 season. That was a lot easier to find than I expected. They went 21-13 overall, 12-6 in conference play, beating Eastern Washington in the first round of the Big Sky tournament, winning 77-73, and then losing to Montana 81-72. But they were invited to the College Basketball Invitational, something that absolutely will not happen this year, where they lost to Coach Pribble's former team. He wasn't there at the time, but Coach Pribble's, a team that Coach Pribble coached eventually, Seattle University, lost 68-63. So Idaho has a chance to do something that hasn't been done in 10 years and go out and win a Big Sky Conference tournament game. And, you know, we talked about it last week, I think, of, you know, if you're an Idaho fan, would you, you know, do you hope you get a bye, or do you hope you get an easier, quote unquote, easier game that would be an easier win in Boise? And you know, what is kind of the measurement there of what you would like? Well, Idaho got the first round bye, so that's awesome. But now they're playing probably the worst matchup they could have gotten in Portland State. So, you know, whatever happens on Monday happens on Monday. You know, the men are playing, as I've mentioned, just a tough team, and they're going to have to go out and give their best against the defensive player of the year, against second team player Terry Miller Jr., and honorable mentions Jalen Henderson and Quiet Myers. Well, Idaho only got one player on there in Jack Payne, who was an honorable mention. Shout out to him. Meanwhile, the women are going to play a team that they beat twice this season, a team that has gone through a lot of adversity this year. The University of Montana playing under an interim head coach after just a, you know, stuff happened. And there's really no exact information on what exactly happened, but they're playing under an interim head coach. They finished as the sixth seed, 12-17 overall, 8-10 in conference. They closed out the season with a loss to Eastern Washington, 80-77. Before that, they had beat Portland State, 74-61, Sac State, 71-63. Got absolutely destroyed by Montana State, 98-66, which makes sense. Montana State is one of the best defensive teams in the country. They also lost to Weber, lost to Idaho State, lost to NAU. You know, lost to the good teams, beat the not as good teams, and came out with a couple of all-conference players, with Mac Koenig being named to second-team all-conference, Danny Bartsch being named as an honorable mention. So that's cool for them. You know, Mac Koenig is one of the best players in the Big Sky. Danny Bartsch is a pretty good player. Mac Koenig, you know, didn't look as good this season as she had in previous years, but she's still, you know, she's still a good player. She's still going to go out there and provide Montana with what they need. She was averaging 10.6 points per game in the regular season. But as I mentioned, this is a team that Idaho beat twice by a pretty decent margin. You know, as I mentioned, it's a team that's faced adversity. That Idaho won by 13 both times. And, you know, if I'm Coach Art and I'm the Idaho Vandals, this is probably the matchup that you want in the first round. or in the third round technically, but in your first game, you know, you Weber State and Idaho State are the 4-5. Idaho's the 3-6 against Montana. You know, if Idaho State loses a couple more games, you know, that's the team you have in the first round. Weber State was on Idaho's tail there at the end of the season, and Idaho was able to pull away with not only a win, but a dominant win both times, winning by 15. Jaden and I talked about it. That was a game that they needed to win. And they didn't just need to win, they needed to win big, and they did. They had lost to Idaho State on Thursday, 75-69 in Pocatello, and they had lost three of their five previous games, losing to Sacramento State, who is the, it looks like, 8 seed in the tournament, lost to Eastern Washington, who is the 7 seed in the tournament, and lost to NAU, who is the 2 seed, right? Yeah, the 2 seed. Montana State being the 1 seed. Montana State, though, lost their first conference game of the season to Sacramento State on Saturday, March 1st, and then came out against the Vandals on Monday, just ticked. I mean, they went out, they played full court defense the entire game, like 40 minutes of a full court press, doubling the Vandals. Basically, nobody could do anything out there. Esmeralda Morales, who one of the best players, if not the best player in the Big Sky Conference, had 15 points. Caitlin Martin had 18 points for the Bobcats. Olivia Nelson was held to 14, which is still a pretty good game. Anya Bukvic had herself an incredible game with 13 points. Hope Hassman was had a tough game. I mean, she was held to 7 points, 3 for 11 from the field. Jennifer Odlin had a tough game. She had 8 rebounds and 5 points. Still good rebound-wise, but just a tough game scoring. Rosie couldn't score. Ana Pinheiro came off the bench and added 7. Sarah Brands added 2. Ana Beatriz Passos, Ana Alves de Silva had 2. And then Ellie Uriarte played a couple minutes, didn't score. But this was, like, I've watched a lot of basketball in the last 4 years here at the University of Idaho. A lot of basketball, both men's and women's. I've watched over at least 70 games. This was the best defense I've ever witnessed. And luckily for the Vandals, they had already secured the 3 seed. But both teams sent their starters out there, the same players they've had start all year, except Montana State was out Dykstra, which was probably good for the Vandals. Mara Dykstra is also one of the best players in the Big Sky Conference. She she was first-team All-Conference along with Esmeralda Morales, who was a unanimous first-team decision. And then they also had Caitlin Martin, who I mentioned, who was a second-team All-Conference player. And then they also had Taylor Cherick, who was the Defensive Player of the Year, and Caitlin Martin, who was also on the All-Defensive Team. Like, they were one of the best defensive teams in the country, as I mentioned. One of the all-around best team in the Big Sky Conference. Had a minor slip-up against Sac State, but then came out and dominated the number 3 team in the conference. But, luckily, for the Idaho Vandals, they're playing Montana and not Montana State. A team that, as I mentioned, is, you know, they're good. Like, it was asked at the press conference, Art Moreira was asked, you know, how do you feel about playing Montana? And he mentions, you know, they're a good team that's gone through some adversity this year. And that's exactly right. I mean, if you don't have the coaching turnover and just all the internal struggles that the Montana Grizz had this season, I don't think they finish as a six seed. I mean, the talent is there. Like I mentioned, Matt Koenig, who averaged 10.8 points per game, or sorry, 10.6 points per game, who has been incredible for Montana in her time there. You know, it's had a tough season. You look at the rebounding stats for Montana, though. Danny Bartsch averaging 6.6 rebounds per game. And Avery Waddington, a player from the state of Idaho, averaging 5.8 rebounds per game. This is going to be a good game for Idaho. I think this is absolutely a game Idaho can win. It's a game Idaho should win. And it's a game that I think could lead to a run in the Big Sky tournament. You know, you have NAU who's going to go out and play Eastern or Sac State on Sunday. You know, luckily for Idaho as well, the Big Sky has a different conference setup than most other teams. So really, finishing 3 through 6 is the best thing you can do in the Big Sky Conference because you get an extra day of rest. You don't play till the third round. And then you play the 1 or 2 team on Tuesday. So they'll play the 1 and 2 play on Sunday, get Monday off and play Tuesday. But they still have to play that Sunday game. Whereas, you know, sure you're playing back to back if you're the 3 through 6, but you also have that extra day of rest before you have to play whoever it is. And for Idaho, that's the Grizz, and then they would go on to play NAU, Eastern, or Sac State. Most likely going to be NAU. NAU only lost 2 conference games this year, both against Montana State. But Idaho, fully healthy, this could be a game for Idaho where you go out and, you know, you only lost 70-65 at home. This game still frustrates the crap out of me. I mean, you were up at halftime by 6, it looks like, I think. You had a tough third quarter. You know, it was 21-13 in the third. And then you end up losing by 5. But you look at the margin here, and it's, you know, NAU shot 24 free throws. They went 19 of 24. Idaho shot 12 of 15. NAU won by a handful of points. I mean, if you have, you limit the fouls in this game, Idaho wins. You get more calls to go your way, Idaho wins that game. You know, and if I'm Idaho, this is the perfect route. You know, you go to the semifinals if you beat Montana, and you play NAU, and if you can beat NAU, and you go on and you play Montana, or maybe you get lucky and Montana falls to somehow Northern Colorado, Portland State, Weber State, or Idaho State, and you have a slightly easier matchup. You know, this is a chance for Idaho to show that who they were at the beginning of the year wasn't a fluke, and to show that what they experienced in the last 9 games of the season, where they went 1-2-3, you know, since the 30-point loss to NAU, they went 1-2-3-4. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So they go 4 and 6 in the last 10. You know, you have that tough loss to Sac. You have that tough loss to Eastern. You have that close loss to NAU. Tough loss to Idaho State. Big win over Weber. And then a tough loss to Montana State. But you showed in that Weber game that, you know, really the games against Sac and Eastern, those 3-point losses were, you know, just rifts in the system. You know, they were tough games, You lost by three. They're winnable basically every other day of the year except February 8th and 15th. And, I mean, the Eastern one is just a bad turnover at the end. Sac State, bad turnover at the end. And, you know, you go out and you play Idaho basketball. You go out, you play tough defense, you play good offense, you do what you've shown you can do this season. You have the fourth best offense in the Big Sky Conference, 66.3 points per game. Sure, Montana slightly ahead of you, 66.7, but you have the second best defense in the Big Sky Conference. You hold teams to 59.8 points per game. You're beating teams by an average of 6.5. Also, fun fact, NAU, worst defensive team in the Big Sky Conference. They only lost two conference games all season. They won by an average of 8.5. Montana State won by an average of 16.5, by the way. Now, that's including, these are including non-conference play. These aren't just conference stats. But you're playing a team that's losing games by 3 points a game. Second worst defense in the Big Sky Conference, 69.6 points a game. You look at it, and Idaho has a great matchup here with Montana. Fourth best offense versus the ninth worst defense, or second worst defense, I guess. Ninth best defense, technically. You're one of the best defensive teams taking on a team that's barely better than you offensively. You're playing with the newcomer of the year, unanimous newcomer of the year, Olivia Nelson. You have honorable mention Hope Hass, or yeah, honorable mention Hope Hassman. You have a player that was probably two votes away from honorable mention all conference, and Jennifer Odlin, who I think was just snuck out by Courtney Grossman, who was about 1 point better and one rebound better per game. Grossman was one of the best rebounders in the Big Sky Conference this year, out of Eastern Washington. It makes sense that she got that honorable mention spot. Like, if anything, she probably could have gotten a second team bid, and Jen should have gotten an honorable mention bid. But, you know, once again, these are awards that are good for players to have. Like, it's awesome that Olivia Nelson is newcomer of the year. But Liv is also going to go out and play the same game she's played all season. You know, whether she was newcomer of the year or not, whether she was a unanimous first team all-conference selection or not, she's going to go out there and she's going to play her butt off. She's going to do what she can to try and lead Idaho to a win, as is Hope, as is Jen, as is Anya, as is Rosie, as is Sarah, as is Anna, as is Anna, as is, you know, Victoria if she gets PT, Ella, and then, you know, if you're up high enough, Mackenzie Curtis and Caitlin Deaver, maybe they'll get some PT. That could be cool. But this is a team that's going to go out and they're going to play their best basketball at the beginning of March. And I think that this is the best possible route that Idaho could have asked for. It is getting the three seed, playing Montana, playing NAU in the second round, a team that I think Idaho could beat. You know, I know that might be crazy to say after, you know, losing by 30, but that second game, Idaho looked so much better, and it's a win if not for free throws. And that's not missing free throws, that's giving up too many free throws to NAU. Now, should all of them have been free throws? Maybe not. But I had that rant a couple weeks ago. You can go find that rant on Spotify if you want to listen to it. You know, but this is a team that is so good. They're so fun to watch. They're 18-11 overall, 10-8 in conference. Art Marrera is in his first year as the head coach of the Idaho Vandals. Hopefully not his last, assuming somebody makes the right choice, calls him as soon as the Big Sky Conference tournament is over and extends him. Now, if you're wondering, Idaho last season, 15-16 overall, bounced in the first round to the University of Montana, lost 73-61. We're just going to go back through my collegiate history here. 22-23, the Idaho Vandals finished 13-17 overall, 500 in conference play at 9-9, lost in the first round to the Sacramento State Hornets. 2021-2022, my first year as an Idaho Vandal, the Vandals finished 14-18, but were 11-9 in conference. Beat Portland State University in round one, 75-52. Beat the Southern Utah, I don't even remember what they're called. Beat Southern Utah University, 77-64, and then got just screwed against Montana State University. Lost 73-67. I'll forever remember that game as one of the most frustrating games that I've ever watched. Should have gone to the championship, but you know, a team that's 14-18 overall probably doesn't belong in the Big Sky Championship. But look at how the men's tournament has gone the last couple of years. So, you know, this is a game that I'm super excited for Idaho. Super excited for. You know, you have Jennifer Odland and Rosie Schweitzer and Olivia Nelson and Victoria and hopefully not Ashlyn Wallace. Hopefully Ashlyn comes back next year. But that are going to go out and be in their final collegiate basketball tournament for Liv and Jen. This is the first time they'll be competing in a Division I conference tournament. They're playing Idaho's biggest rivals in the University of Montana. It's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting to watch. It's at 1:30 p.m. Pacific on Monday. I know that's a difficult time, you know, whether you're at work or traveling or whatever. But it's going to be a good game to watch. It's going to be a great game for the Idaho Vandals. This is a game where, as I mentioned earlier, Idaho can show that who they were in the first half of the season when they went on that like six game win streak before losing to NAU. You know, when they had that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, that 7-game win streak. 6 if you don't count Walla Walla University. So 2 6-game win streaks this season. A team that played BYU to a close loss. Team that lost by 11 to Washington State. Like, to finish 10-8 in conference, 18-11 overall, 10-4 at home, like, that's insane. And, you know, I'm so excited for this game. So excited to see what our women can do down in Boise. And it's going to be fun. And also, like, to say 10-4 at home is incredible is because we were 4-11 at home last season, 10-4 on the road, 1-1 at neutral sites. This time around, we were 10-4 at home, 8-7 on the road, and didn't play at a neutral site. So, I technically have 10 minutes left, but I want to give my voice a rest before my other show. But yeah, I mean, this is the best week in Big Sky basketball. This is the best month in collegiate basketball. March Madness coming up soon. We'll have the University of Idaho is technically hosting the women's tournament, first and second round games up in Spokane. So if you can get up there, I definitely would. That might be the venue if Idaho can pull off this run here. Might be the venue Idaho plays at. Might be the venue Montana State plays at, probably. So this is going to be a fun next, 3-4 weeks? 4 weeks. So get your popcorn and get ready for Starch Madness. Make it to Boise if you can. Find a TV to watch the nationally televised games on. I think there's a few of them. Let me double check here. But most games are the first couple games are going to be on ESPN Plus. The men's game, once again, 7 p.m. on Monday, March 3rd, against Portland State University on ESPN Plus. The women's game will be at 1:30 p.m. Pacific time on ESPN Plus against the University of Montana. The championship game will be on ESPNU at 2 p.m. on Wednesday, March 12th. That's for the women. And for the men, the semifinal games. The first game of the evening will be on ESPNU at 6 p.m. Pacific. That will be between Northern Colorado, Weber State, or Sac State, and Idaho State or Montana State. And then the second semifinal game, which will be between NAU, Eastern Washington, or the Grizz, and Portland State or Idaho. That will be on ESPN2 at 8:30. So if Idaho can get out of their first game in the third round on Monday, have a nationally televised game, hopefully against the University of Montana, I think that'd be really awesome for Idaho. So if you can get to Boise, get to Boise. If you have the ability to watch the games, watch the games. Just before I go, a huge congratulations to Jack Payne for being an honorable mention for the Big Sky Conference. And a huge shout out to Olivia Nelson, especially for winning Newcomer of the Year for the women's Big Sky women's basketball. And a huge shout out to Hope Hassman as well for being an honorable mention, also for women's Big Sky basketball. Once again, at 2 p.m., if you can make it up to the P1FCU Kibbe Dome, is senior night for the men's tennis team honoring Francisco Gay. So thank you all for tuning in to the Vandal Scoreboard on KUOI Moscow 89.3 FM. Online on KUOI.org or eventually on Spotify. Hopefully this episode gets up quick. The episode from last week hasn't been posted. That's my fault. Sorry if you really wanted to listen to that. But hopefully if you're listening to this after the fact, it's before the Big Sky Tournament has, or before Idaho has played the Big Sky Tournament starting this afternoon. So thank you all again. I've been James Torman Aldrich. There will be no Vandal Scoreboard next week. I'll be traveling back from Seattle, but we'll be back in a couple of weeks with, fingers crossed, if we can make it work, Thomas Ford, head football coach for the University of Idaho. Once again, it's not set in stone yet, but that is the plan. Hopefully we'll make that happen. So thank you all again. This has been the Vandal Scoreboard. Have a fantastic weekend. Drive safe wherever you're going, and goodbye.